Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Read it with me. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Try it one more time. Keep thy life, thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. And then verse 25 says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Amen. How many know you have to protect your heart? I mean, you really know you have to protect your heart. You have to guard it. You have to put a fence around it. You have to put a lock on it. Because if you don't, people will reach in and snatch your heart out. And in most cases, the only people that have the ability to do that are the ones that you are the closest to, or the ones you trust or you have confidence in. But you have to guard your heart. And it's important that you do, because when you speak of the heart, it's translated your mind, your understanding, your courage, and your feelings. You have to protect your courage, and you have to protect your mind, and you have to protect your understanding, and you have to protect your feelings. You have to protect these things, because the enemy wants to attack these things because it can take you away from your focus that you have in God. It's trying to steal you away from the promises that God has made unto you. You have to guard them. How do you guard your heart? Through the word of God and through prayer and supplication is how you protect yourself against these things that come to bind you up or to steal from you or to hurt you or to rip you apart. See, the enemy would like to be able to just take your heart and use it any way it wants to use it, because long as your feelings are being attacked and your emotions are under attack and your courage is under attack and your understanding is under attack, it steals from the focus that God has given you. Whatever God has called you to, what God has chosen you to, it steals from it. So you have to be careful not to let people reach into your chest and steal that which God has given unto you, because that is their main purpose. Hallelujah. Glory. They mean you well, but they are no good. So you have to guard your heart. Because they will slip in the unawares. Amen. Paul said, for they slip in the unawares to steal your liberty to worship. This word is a little strong. Amen. So you have to guard it with all diligence. Protect yourself. The word keeps means to invert or to cover. See, your heart is the seat to your emotions. Your heart is the seat to your feelings. The heart is the seat to your understanding. The heart also is translated in other writings as the mind. You have to protect your mind, for your mind is under attack. When your heart is under attack, your mind is under attack. Anytime your heart is under attack, it affects the thoughts and the ideas of your mind. And you can't let what God has promised you be stolen from you. You can't let people come in and snatch that God has given you. Do you know that the heart has joy in it? The heart has your strength. The heart manifests your peace. The heart manifests your joy and your love. And if someone can come in and snatch that out of you, that you lose a part of that God has given you, and you find you don't no longer have the ability to stand under pressure, you no longer have the ability to go through tribulations, you no longer have the ability to put up with trials and to put up with silly folk. Yeah, I said silly folk. Word of God says, keep thy heart. You got to keep it. You got to protect it. You got to guard it. Above all, it must be guarded. You got to guard it, and you got to do it with all diligence. That means you've got to, when your prayer and your studying and your seeking God and your meditation, you have to guard that which God has given you. Sometimes you have to go the other way. Sometimes you have to close, give him a deaf ear. Sometimes you have to keep your mouth shut. But you have to protect that God has given unto you. Sometimes it's not easy to protect it because folks have already infiltrated into your spirit and into your heart. Oh, y'all don't hear me. How many in here sometime or another had somebody reach in and snatch your heart out? And it felt like they stole your life right out from under you. With it, with your joy, your peace, the long suffering that you had learned to have, your compassion and mercy for folks, they reached in and they snatched it. And the bad thing about it is they were smiling at you, so you trusted them. Oh, my God. You better put a wall around your hearts. How many hear me? A chain fence. So whatever God has promised you, you can keep it intact. Because don't you think for one minute that the enemy ain't trying to separate you from your promise. He wants to separate you from your blessing. He wants to separate you from your healing and from your deliverance. And if he can attack your heart in a way where your heart is moved by the emotion or the feelings, and then you start looking at things in a different way and feeling things with your emotions, then you will miss out on what God has for you, because then you will come to a place where you can't hear from God. Instead of hearing from God, you're actually hearing from yourself. Ah, but that takes us someplace else. And that's where a lot of people are. They're not hearing from God, Sister Sherry. They're actually hearing from themselves. Because they themselves are sitting on the seat of throne of God thinking they are God. Anytime a man or a woman thinks they're God, they only dictate according to their own ideas. So you have to be careful. That's why the Bible says you have to try the Spirit by the Spirit. But you can't try it if you don't have the right spirit in you in the first place. You have to be able to protect and guard your heart. With everything. See, we think we can guard our hearts with our emotions. You cannot guard your hearts with your emotions. You cannot guard it with the way you feel. The only thing you can guard your heart with is the Word of God. Because, see, the Word of God raises up a standard in your life. It stirs up the gift of God within you that you can see and let the rivers flow out of your spirit so that everything that is around you that's not like God, that is trying to destroy you or pull you down or seep into your heart in the unawares, you have the ability through the power of God, because you can do all things through Christ Jesus that has strengthened or empowered you. You now have the ability to cast down imaginations and put these things under your foot. Amen. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Why is it so important that you guard your heart? Because the rest of it says, for out of the heart are the issues of life. If somebody steps on your heart, they stop life from flowing out of it. How many understand that? If somebody penetrates your heart, they do something to the joy that you have. If they affect your heart, they do something to the peace that God gave you. If they affect your heart, they do something to the love that you have. Then you come to a place where you not just don't trust them, but you don't trust anybody. And God never intended for it to be like that, but that's what happens when folks get into your heart and begin to manipulate it. You know, a lot of times when people have heart attacks, if the things don't work, whatever you call those things, don't work, they'll stick their hands in your chest and manipulate your heart to get it to start. Well, folks are manipulating your heart. Lord, have mercy. They're manipulating your heart to get you to be moved or to get you to sidestep or leave the place that God has you. Well, why would I leave the place that I had you? Because you get tired and you become weary and you get discouraged and you get tired of being beat up and you get tired of being cast down, and you get tired of being picked on, get tired of being afflicted, you get tired of being persecuted, then you have to, that's why you have to guard your heart. So when persecution comes, you can still praise God. When affliction comes, you can still praise God. When hatred and envy comes, you can still praise God. When sickness comes, you can still praise God. Because why? You have guarded that which God has given you, and if you guard what God has given you, God will stir up the gift within you and give you the ability to look at the situation and say, this too shall end. I found a bracelet that I've been reading. It said, and it came to pass. That's a promise of God. Whatever God has promised you, you have to tell yourself, it came to pass. But you have to guard that God has given you. The enemy wants to attack your mind. The Bible says, cast down all imagination. The enemy wants to attack your mind through reasoning. If they get into your heart and manipulate your heart, they will manipulate your thoughts. So it's important that we not allow our hearts to be manipulated so we can protect that. For out of it, out of your heart, or out of your being, or out of your person, or out of you flows the what? The issues of life. If the enemy can stop life from flowing out of you, then you are no good to God. How many do understand that? If he can stop joy from flowing out of your life, then you're no good to God. If he can steal the peace and it's not flowing out, see, if you have peace, it's not supposed to be stagnant in your life. It's supposed to be flowing up out of you. If he can stop peace from flowing up out of you, that's life. If he can stop these things from coming up, see, the issues of life have to do with courage, strength, long-suffering, joy, faith, goodness, mercy. If he can stop all these things from flowing out, listen to me. Life is translated strength, restore, recover, revive, be whole, preservation. The life that we're talking about here, if somebody can step and bruise your heart and attack and make your feelings become so forefronted and come to the forefront that it makes you think about everything and worry about all things, then you can no longer do what God has called you to do. You can't love when they hate you. You can't pray for them that despitefully use you. You come to a place where you no longer have the ability to have strength when you're weak. You come to the ability where you no longer have the power to do what? To restore yourself or to recover yourself or to revive yourself. When the enemy attacks your heart and begins to manipulate your heart in a way where you can no longer think the things that God has wanted you to think or believe in the promise God has given you, then you can't revive. And when you come to a place where you can't revive, then you come to a place where you almost will not make it. Because there's not always going to be a prophet around to prophesy life into your spirit. There's not always going to be a teacher around that'll teach you how to stand. There's not always going to be an apostle around that can do things. There's not always going to be a pastor around that can encourage you. There's not always going to be an evangelist around that can lift, pump you up. You're going to have these things flowing up out of your life so that when you're in the still small dark places of your life, going through the hardest trials of your life, that you have the ability to encourage yourself. Why? If you guard that which God has given you, which is the heart of God, you have the ability to what? To protect that God has given you, and then you have the ability to let life flow up out of your spirit. If you don't have life flowing up out of your spirit, then I hate to tell you this, you're already dead. For out of it are the issues of life. What are the issues of life? For out of it are the source and outgoing, the source of life. Out of your heart are the issues of life. The issues of life is what? The source and the power of God. It's the word of God manifesting itself and flowing forth in for an outward of you, so that people will know that they have the ability to make it. People will know that they can stand because you're standing. People will know that they can believe God because you're believing God. People will know that they can be healed because you've been healed. They'll know they can be delivered because you've been delivered. They'll know they can have faith because you have faith. They know that they can run this race with patience because they'll see you running this race with patience. See, it's what you do. It's not what you say that provoke and encourage people to want to do right with God. But if you allow your heart to be stepped on and crushed and bruised, you will not do that which God has called you to do. Because with your heart broken, all you want to do is sit down and whine and cry for and weary for yourself. But God said, you got to protect your heart. You got to guard your spirit. You got to guard your mind. You got to protect your understanding. You got to protect the wisdom. You have to protect the knowledge that God has given you, so that the work that God has called you to do, you now are responsible to do. We have to make up our minds. I found out the hard way. You have to learn to preserve yourself. You have to preserve yourself. There's going to come times in your life when you're going to feel like you're all by yourself. You may not be, but you will still feel that way. You can be in a room with 100 people and still feel alone. But when you get to feeling like that, that is the most important time of your life, when you need to do what? Diligently seek God. To be diligent means that you don't let trials stop you from going after Him. You don't let your situation stop you from running after God. You don't let your sicknesses stop you from running after God. You don't let your afflictions and your persecutions and your tribulations stop you from running after God. You don't let that which someone has attacked you with or come against you with stop you from going after our God. Amen. Because God's called you for something great. He's called you for something spectacular. He's called you for something supernatural. And the enemy wants to stop you before you have a chance to reach your goal in God. But I got news from God's raising up people that are not going to give up. God's raising up people that's not going to look to the left or the right. God is raising up people that's going to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that they've been called and chosen by God, and there is no weapon that is formed against them that can prosper. Amen. But you have to make up in your mind. Repeat after me. I will guard my heart with all diligence. That means I will guard my heart with a fight. I will guard my heart with war. I will protect my heart in either way, any way. I have to protect it so that I can keep the power and the glory of God manifesting itself in my life. Repeat after me, for out of it flows the issues of life. Everything that God wants to do for you and in you is going to flow up out of you. See, it's what's important about the heart is connected to every part of your being. The heart pumps blood to every part of your being. The heart pumps power to your walk. The heart pumps power to your works. The heart pumps power to your thoughts and to your ideas. The heart is pumping power to every part of your being. And if somebody can get in and squeeze your heart so it can't pump to one area or the other, then it'll cause you to get sorry and sorrowful, and your feelings will get intact and start moving you and binding you and telling you that you should do this and you should do that, when all the time God is saying, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Yeah, it's easy to say it, but it's a lot harder to do it. Unless you've had your heart plucked and stepped and pinched and squozed, you really can't identify. But if you've been there, you know what it is. And you found out that because you stood, God did what? He blessed you. Amen. And He'll keep blessing you. And he'll keep strengthening you. And he'll keep fortifying you so that your life will be an example of the power, the love, and the very life of God. Remember, out of you flows the issues of life. Issues represents all the things. When you speak of issue, you speak of something that is going on. Issue speaks of, in this particular verse, issue speaks of the very things that God has put in you that's got to flow out. The issues of life is the joy and the peace. Peace is an issue. Joy is an issue. Love is an issue. Grace is an issue. Mercy is an issue. Compassion is an issue. You mean long suffering is an issue. These things are issues that flow up out of the life of God that's in your life. The life that we're talking about is the seat of throne of God. It's the life of God. It's the Zoe of God. The life of God that has all its manifestation in all life, whether it be animal life or insect life or human life. It's that life that God has in us. And God wants us to flow out because he wants us to touch everything and everyone that we come in contact with. That's how important it is for you to guard your heart so that your life can become a blessing to someone else. You can't be a blessing to others if you're mad with the world. And that's what happens when somebody pricks or steals something from your heart. Everybody stand. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the issues of life, because life is flowing up out of the very God that's in your life. That's why the word of God said, God shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Or in us. And now we have the capability and the ability to do things that are far beyond what man could ever think could be done and imagine. Because we are just not ourselves, but we are Christ. And we now have the mind of God. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And it is a mind to worship, a mind to love, and a mind to stand. So if we do these things, we keep covenant relationship intact, and we have a straight line to God. We have a phone line open to the Lord. But you have to protect your heart. You can't let people get into your heart and disturb the seeding of it and stop the flow of blood to the rest of your body. Because if they're able to stop the flow of blood to the rest of your body, they'll stop the flow of blood to your hands, which represents your work. They'll stop the flow of blood that goes to your feet, which represents your walk. And they'll stop the flow of blood that goes to your mind, which represents your thoughts. So that's why, and see, if I'm correct, I think David has something to do with these writings. And he knew, without a doubt, that if you let somebody get into your heart, they have the capability and the power to just about destroy you. So if you've had your heart wounded or been bruised, and you want God to deliver you this morning, I want you to come stand across this front.